Talking today with Jesse Green of Westbred here at the Commodity Classic in Orlando. And Jesse, we're, like we said, talking about the Westbred wheat variety here out of Bayer. Tell us a little bit about the product and what you've got going on this year.
Well, last year we had 4303, which won, that's what I won the yield contest with in the state. It's an earlier maturing variety. It's able to push really well. You can push it and get that maximum yield out of it. I did see a problem with test weight last year. It's kind of our only downfall. We had a really kind of a stressful time, and it brought the test weight down. This year we've got kind of all our eggs in 4269. It's the one we're kind of behind now. Maybe not as easy to push, but it does have a really good disease package to it. It's still that early maturing, and I'm thinking right now that that's going to be my new 4303, that it works for me.
This year has been pretty wet. I think a lot of the state has been kind of experiencing some of the same conditions. How's it looking right now?
I have some ground that looks really good. The stuff that was able to stay drier, that drained better, everything looks pretty exceptional right now. Then we have some that just had too much water. It's hurting a little. Yeah. I mean, it needs some dry weather, some sunshine.
But given those environmental conditions, sometimes you can't always control Mother Nature, but definitely picking a variety like Westbred is definitely a way that a farmer can maximize all their options out there.
Without Westbred, the last couple of years, I'd am fully confident in saying that I would not have been seeing the yields I've seen over the last 3 years.
I think many farmers out there would probably share those sentiments. I know that Westbred had some really good representation during the last wheat yield contest that was held, and I think it took several of the spots, didn't it?
Yeah. Yes, pretty sure Westbred had 15 of the last 21 national winners. I came in second in the nation on dryland winter wheat with a yield of 112.69. I won the state of Oklahoma with that yield. That was Westbred 4303. And, I mean, it's pretty phenomenal what Westbred's been able to do.
So I think it's probably fair to say that you definitely would give your professional recommendation and endorsement to other farmers as far as this variety goes, especially as a person coming as one of their own Oklahoma peers.
I agree 100%. I mean, Westbred's the way to go in wheat on my mind.